Case number 12,599, Matthew and Jacqueline Reinhardt seek variances from the front yard, corner front yard, side yard, and rear yard setback requirements for proposed and existing structures. Sections 115-82, 115-182, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Hebron Road at the intersection of Hebron Road and Harmon Street. The 911 address is 19875 Hebron Road, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. The tax parcel is District 334, map 13.19, parcel 77. And I handed out those, the numbers for variances that are requested by the applicant.
Yeah, you may recall we had a hearing. It was left open for the limited purpose of being able to provide an updated drawing showing the actual numbers that were needed, and then for public comment specific to that. That was held at our last meeting, and we heard some testimony there, and then the record was closed, but we did want staff to come up with the actual numbers, and it appears from the calculations that Ms. Norwood has prepared that there are 11 different variances needed for the various structures either on the property or proposed. And I recall that at our last meeting, Mr. Corman and Dr. Carson were not here. Mr. Corman, you've informed me that you've listened to the audio for that meeting and you're prepared to vote tonight.
I am prepared to vote.
And Dr. Carson, you've indicated to me that you've not had a chance to listen to that yet, so you're going to be recusing yourself tonight. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So with that, it's open for discussion and vote by the board.
Is there any discussion?
Number 11 in the summary, is that where it has 18.6 in red ink, is that 18.6 instead of the 21.4?
I believe that's a question from Ms. Norwood.
Yes, that's what I think.
Got it.
Yep,
right.
Sorry about
you.
That.
Yep. Yep, that's all right, no problem.
That's a lot of variances.
So make a motion. Can we just make it on the summary of the proposed?
You can make a motion, you know, in whole, in part, however you wish.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that, make a motion that we move to approve case number 12599 on the summary of the proposed variances, and that for the reasons that the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, even though this is a large number of variances, I think the variances represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and present the least modification of the regulation at issue.
A question. Is your motion including the outdoor shower that we had discussed?
I thought he had agreed
so he was gonna
to
pull that.
To pull
okay,
that.
So it does not include that?
Yep.
Okay.
So using that, Ms. Norwood, looking at your list, it appears to be number 2 on that list, which was a 5-foot variance on the 5-foot side for an existing boardwalk and proposed outdoor shower. And that boardwalk, as I recall, was at ground level, so
right.
There's no need for that variance. So just to clarify, Mr. Hastings, your motion is to approve all of the variances except for number 2.
Except number 2, correct.
I'll second that.
A motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reason stated.
And I too for the reason stated. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12599 has been approved. Public hearings?